been continuing to encourage growers and agronomists to provide samples. And as of Friday, we had quite a few samples in. We had 14 that were confirmed positive for Russian wheat aphid out of a total of 24 received. Quite a few have been confirmed negative as well. And we've got one unconfirmed, had one unconfirmed diagnosis as of Friday. So they've come from a range of places, from Horsham, Caniva, Nil, Yarpeet. Netherby was one of the newer samples, as far north as Patchy Wallock and the further east, Dingy.
Yeah, and looking at the map that the department has up with all the little dots showing where Russian aphids have been confirmed, that one in Dingy stands out because it's so much further east than the others. Was there any surprise about that you did discover that one so far east that had spread so far into Victoria?
Not a huge amount of surprise. As we know, aphids can spread quickly, particularly on the wind. We weren't really sure exactly what the distribution of the aphids would be until we started taking samples. And while that sample does appear to be a bit of an outlier, given where we've had positives and negatives so far, aphids can move very, very quickly. So it's not a complete surprise.
I guess whenever you're detecting something in certain places, the question then is, how many other places are you not detecting it? Do you suspect that the Russian aphid might be much further widespread than your confirmed cases indicate?
It's possible. As you can see from the map that's on the website, there's not a huge number of samples there through that central area of Victoria, so just east of west of around that Bendigo area. So until we get more samples in and more negatives and more positives in, it's hard to be confident that we know of the distribution of the aphid at this point.
So when this first came up a few weeks ago, the sort of overriding message was that it's not necessarily an absolute catastrophe because there are some fairly well-known methods to control the aphid. Now that we've got a few more sites confirmed, how worrying is it, or is it still just a case of, whatever, it's just another bug?
Well, in some ways it is another bug, but it's one which has a particularly bad reputation. And so we wouldn't want people to be too relaxed about the fact that we've got this new aphid present. However, what we don't want is everyone to sort of rush out and start spraying without, taking a lot of consideration of just the levels of infestation and also issues such as insecticide resistance. So we don't want to necessarily have a knee-jerk reaction out there. We want people to look at having a careful approach where they monitor the presence of the pest, and only when it reaches an economic threshold should they consider taking action from a spray perspective.
What is it doing in terms of the cases that you've confirmed? Has there been much damage to crops in those cases?
Look, we haven't had a huge amount of information associated with the samples that have come in terms of the damage. But from what I understand from South Australia and other areas, the levels of infestation there's been no real extreme cases. They've been relatively light levels, and we would expect those levels to decline over the coming months with the onset of the colder conditions. Now, it'll be really important to keep a lookout and monitor the situation so that when things warm up in spring, we've got a good handle on just how abundant the aphid is.
What's the best course of action from now on?
Okay, so we're really encouraging growers to and agronomists to look out for Russian wheat aphid. We do need to gather more information about the pest and its presence in Victoria, so just what crops it's affecting, how abundant it is. We do need to get, we would like to be able to confirm, through official diagnosis, whether the pest is present or absent in some areas. And then we're always encouraging growers to be taking strong biosecurity measures on their farms.